He's back.
Amen.
Ain't that awesome? Ain't that awesome? Dad is back. I was just looking at him a moment ago, and I thought, my gosh, how, I mean, it's just off. It's awesome. Miracle after miracle. Oh, well, think about it. Hey, y'all have witnessed this as well as I have. And just the things that the power of prayer will overcome, amen? And just the things that our faith will overcome, right? It's just awesome. I could go on forever about that. Oh, it's good to be in the house of God today, amen?
Amen.
I'm liking what I'm hearing this morning. Sound like y'all ready to do your thing in here this morning. We've waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, looking to the sky, descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, say open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory, show us your power, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory, show us your power, Show us your glory, Lord. One more time. Say, show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens and open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. One more time, say open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Woo. You know, I know there's a lot of Sundays I come in here and I do this and I don't read from the Bible. That's not that I don't own a Bible or not that I don't read the Bible. When Miriam and I was in the youth class, and I'm calling you guys young, by the way, so just hang in there with me, okay? But we thought it would be better to take our youth and use everyday life and put scripture with what's going on in their lives. And I guess I kind of got in the habit of that because everywhere I go, that's what I'll do with people, you know. Well, if it's a certain problem, well, kind of like Nana, well, you know, God says this or the Word says that. So I just felt led to tell you guys that I do read the Bible, and I know quite a few scriptures. We have so many outstanding, I don't know what you'd call it. I don't want to say theologist. That sounds too punctual, I guess. But anyway, we have so many people in here that know the Word, and I'm a young Christian, and there's people that it's taught me the Word in here. God is awesome. God is awesome. But now, with that being said, I want to share a little bit with you what I experienced the other day. I went to a classmate's funeral, and during the service, they had two ministers there, and then they had his best friend there. So the two ministers got up, and they spoke, and they did what they had to do, and then the last person to come up and speak was the best friend. The best friend preached his funeral. Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was awesome. When it was all said and done, as nice as that was, I want to tell you about our church. From what I could hear from what they were learning and what they were leaning on, now, and this is just to compliment what goes on here. Not knocking nothing no one else does. I'm not, by no means, don't take it that way. But no point in this service did, or any of those testimonies or the preaching, did I hear where anyone went and prayed for this man, or anyone told this man that, hey, that, you know, God will heal what you're dealing with. I never heard that. I never heard that. And I was amazed at that. I'm like, wow, you know, y'all had everything, all powers in your hands to go around the world to get help, but you didn't stop at the foot of the cross. I don't want to be, I'm not being mean. I'm just giving this church a compliment because that's the first place we start, is at the foot of the cross, and then we go out. Because if you don't have God backing you, it's a hard thing to deal with. And I'm like, wow. This is what I'm standing under. This is what we're under here. And it's an awesome thing to be in the tutelage that we are. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. It's an awesome thing. Just an awesome thing. Because we've seen it work. We know it works. And all we need to do is believe. Yes, sir. Have a little faith. Say a little prayer. And it'll get the job done, amen? I get tickled. I just get tickled. Yes. Hang on, Brad. I'm coming. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Y'all hear this morning?
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Woo. Are y'all cold in here? Are y'all fine this morning? Is it all good? Amen. Oh, it's awesome in here this morning. I'm going to tell you. We deal with a lot of adversities when it comes to everyday life. And I'll stand on what I believe. No matter how times get, no matter how tough it gets. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand fast in the midst of everything. We have to look to the Word to gain our strength. We have to look to the Word for our understanding. And we have to look to the Word for the way we should take this, whatever situation we're facing. Because God provided all of it for us. And that's an awesome thing. It's amazing sometimes that some of the stories that I hear about people's lives and they never look up. It's saddening that they never look up, you know. And these people know the Word. You know, they want to think that man can control every incident in their life. It's not possible. But there's one that can. And that's the good Lord. He will take control of all of it. Amen. Here we go, Brad. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us. We have hope that his promises are true and his strength. There is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us. Now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevails. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Oh, yeah. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. Lives in us. He lives in us. Lives in us. Now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail.
We stand here in victory.
Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Oh, yeah. The same power
that rose Jesus from the grave.
The same power that commands the dead to wake lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. He lives in us. He lives in us. He lives in us. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Woo. You know, I wasn't thinking about this song when I was singing this before, this music. But pretty much all I was talking about is right there in that one verse. We've got hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there's nothing we can't do. Amen. Oh, it's an awesome thing. Every time I look at that, I just like, I'm going to tell y'all what. I hope and pray that I'm building my faith and my knowledge and understanding about the word so if anything should ever come up, that I have the strength to face it. Because it takes power, it takes strength. You got to face it. You got to stand up for what you believe in. You can't let the devil tell you it's a lie. That's the main thing. Don't let the devil steal your glory. Don't let him take your blessing. Woo.
While he's looking for his song, I put something in the bulletin today that I'd had. And I know, I hope you read it, the bulletin, but... And I'm not going to read it all, but it's talking about the struggle for today's youth. And he's talking about authority and talking about power. And as I've looked across the Christian church, I say the church, you know, I see so many instances where as the youth have been led and are being influenced by the things in the culture of the world around them, that sometimes parents, instead of standing on the word and using their authority and, you know, begin declaring the things that, you know, they start giving in. I can remember when we had our school here, I went down to Pensacola to go through the administrative change. I was an administrator for 1 year. Praise the Lord, that was over with. But anyway, I went through the training, and the lady that was doing the teaching, she and her husbands were the one that developed the Abeka curriculum. And I don't know if you realize it or not, and I don't know how it is today, but back then, that was the best curriculum you could get. And, it, you know, I don't know how it rates now. I've not kept up with it. But that's why our school was using it. And she made the comment. She said, you know, I want to share a story. She said, we had a family, and they had a young man, and that he was just a wonderful kid. Never got into trouble, did everything fine, you know, until he got to high school. And from the eighth grade to freshman year, something happened. And said, then the parents were coming in. After he was beforehand, the parents were talking about how wonderful the school was and their rules and all that because they weren't having any trouble with their son. But then when he became a freshman and he started rebelling against all the rules and regulations, the parents came in and told the principal, said, I think the rules are too strict. So what happened was, instead of the parents standing, you understand what I'm saying? Instead of the parents declaring what was the truth? It was the truth last year. It's the truth this year. They started giving in to the way the young person was seeing it. And the principal tried to warn them. She said, I tried to tell them, you know, nothing's changed except your kid's attitude. You keep, don't change your rules. And they wouldn't. And he dropped out of the school and got into trouble and all kinds of things. Why? And I saw this and I said, you know, we needed to be declaring things in our homes. You who have children, and if you have grandchildren or whatever, you need to be declaring what you want the children to be according to the... You know, if you're sick, you declare the word of God for healing. And I think we need to go back and pick up those things where we begin to declare the word of God for our families. Amen. I had a prayer journal over for my children. And I had prayers that I prayed over them every day. I had their pictures in that journal. I prayed for their lives. I prayed for their growing up. I prayed for their friends. I prayed for their future husbands. I prayed for them to be the kind of parents they needed to be if they had children. I prayed that prayer every day, every day. I still got the journal. And I have a testimony today. There were some rough patches that it didn't look like everything was going to turn out the way I had prayed. But guess what? It did. It did. What I'm saying is, this article is about setting the borders within your home. You know, even as grandparents, you know, my grandkids know whether they agree with me or not, what I believe and what I'll watch on TV and what I won't. It's just, you know, what goes on in my house goes on in my house regardless. Whether they agree or whatever they can do at home or whatever, I'm just telling you that I have a standard, I have things, and I have set borders in my house. And you've got to have borders in your home. That's called authority of the Word of God. So, you know, I just wanted to share that. I'm not going into detail about it except to say, you're talking about authority. You know, and we all want to be healed. Well, I tell you what, quit fussing about your kids and start speaking the Word of God over them.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, guys, after the service today, they're going to be taking the Christmas decorations down. So if you could stay and lend a hand, I bet they'd be grateful. Amen. Amen. Because they do a fabulous job at this. This is beautiful. It's beautiful. I like what I see here. It's all good. But ain't God good?
Amen.
And all the time? God is so, He is so good. Amen. Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
Destined to die, poured out for all mankind. It's one of my favorite ones. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And He never sinned, but suffered as if He did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name, you overcame. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan, sending us out, light in this broken land. All authority, every victory. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name, you overcame, we will overcome. by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame, Jesus. You overcame. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all don't realize how many days that I think about me being incarcerated. You don't know how many days that I think about how I was running the streets acting like a total idiot. You don't know how many days that I think about how I left my kids and my wife sitting somewhere while I was out calling myself, whooping it up on the town. Well, they tell me you reap what you sow. Now, if I'm putting this in the correct text, I believe that I'm now reaping what I've sown, for the simple fact that bothers me. My conscience bothers me because when I seen some people that I used to run to buy my drugs from, and my kids were turning 17 and 16 years of age, as much crack that I smoked, as much pot as I've smoked, as much whiskey as I've drank, as much beer as I've drank, I'll go to these guys and I told them, I said, let me tell you something, boys. If one of my kids come in the house and they're tore up on something and I find out it come from you, when you see me coming, be ready, because it's going to be on. Exactly what I told them. Exactly. Oh, well, I meant every word of that. I'm not playing. I'm serious as a heart attack.
Setting your boundaries, bro.
Oh, I put it to them. Bad thing about it is, they were my relatives. Oh, yeah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. But yet and still, whether they came to me or not. If they're doing wrong, it's wrong. Wrong in the sight of God is wrong, and right in the sight of God is right. We can't be straddle the fence. Either you with him or you're against him. One of the two. The Bible says that. The Word of God says that. Amen. But y'all know what? I know a man. I know a man that if you get down on your knees and ask for forgiveness, he'll forgive you.
Amen. Amen.
I know a man when you get up off your knees and if you ask him, say, Lord, send me the right direction, he'll send you.
Amen.
I know a man.
Amen.
That if you'll ask him, Lord, I need a job, he'll place you.
Amen.
Lord, I need a home church, he'll place you there too. And when you finally do come to the point in your life to where you pick up a Bible and start reading it, if you don't understand it, say, Lord, I need help understanding. He'll do that too.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I think we serve a good God.
Amen. Amen.
I think we serve an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
I know we do. Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Glory to God. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Gerald Relaford has rubbed off on me so much, guys. It's he sure has. He's really helped my windage capacity, if you know what I'm saying. He ain't rubbed off that much. I don't care how much rubbing he do, he ain't gonna change his blue. Oh, hallelujah. We gotta have a little fun along the way, amen. And you know, I believe God, I don't think the God I serve walked around all the time. I think he laughs at us daily. I disbelieve that. Woo! Come on, Brad. Let's do this one. I'll quit talking. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, guess what? There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. I can do it. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker.
and shaking Savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe that? I believe that. Somebody, well, come on here and testify.
Yes. Either Sunday night or Monday morning, the devil tried to kill me. I had a ruptured blood vessel that, if y'all won't see, you probably can't see as much now that you should have seen me Monday morning. But I truly believe that the devil tried to kill me. And he didn't succeed because God saved me.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
I like that. You come right ahead, young lady.
I'm trying to think. Wasn't last Wednesday, but Wednesday before last. My son had another seizure. February would have made a year, guys. And I was looking forward to partying the day away, the day that it would have made a year. But he had another seizure. We rushed him to Taylor County Hospital, and he seized again about 20 minutes into being there. I almost lost my son that day. He stopped breathing. He turned blue. His heart rate dropped, and they had to put him on oxygen and IVs. But praise the Lord, he's still here. On another note, I also have a job that I've been working there almost 2.5 months now. And I just found out that there is an apartment opening up, and I should, hopefully by the grace of God, I should have a place of my own by the end of the month.
Amen.
So, and tomorrow, please pray. I go for my first GED test tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Campbellsville. And if I pass this, that's one test down and three to go. And by March, I should have my full GED.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you something else you can take with you about your little boy. You lay your hands on your kid. Because God equipped us to do that.
Amen.
You quit. Don't you back up from the devil.
Amen.
You just hold on to the little man. Amen. That's exactly right. Because if you believe it,
come on.
If you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Let me sit down. Just let me sit down. Oh, hallelujah. You know what, Dad? I totally forgot to do that. I get carried away, I tell you. Chasing them rabbits, loading my old shotgun up. You know what, guys? I forgot to take the offering up. Y'all bear with me. Brad? So the ushers can come forth. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, for, first of all, for today. I just thank you, Lord, for everybody being here gathering to you. And I thank you, Jesus, because we know where we need to be on a Sunday, and we know what we need to get from you to get through this next work week. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for all you do for me during the days that I go forth into trying to be obedient to you. I thank you for making the path straight, Lord God. I thank you for being with me to help me fight through things that I need to walk through, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for blessing the givers of this church. I thank you for blessing the workers of this church, Lord God, that they just keep finding it in their heart to come and do what they need to do. And I know that the tithers, Lord God, you bless what they give mightily. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Dad.
His class is meeting and got a planning meeting this morning. Her age and youth, and it's important to go back there. And the preschool, we have a nursery class this morning if you need it. And Miss Denise's class.
Hallelujah. Let's get everything set in the sound booth. I need to be a little louder or whatever. Look at that.
That's what I'm looking at.